UFOs are swarming United States military zones, and one just crashed into a fighter jet. By Ashley Fike, 19 hours ago. Vice. Follow. https://in.particlenews.com/image.php, URL equals 2DKVQU_11CKEBPD00. David Wall / Getty Images. An unidentified flying object literally crashed into a United States fighter jet during a training mission over Arizona, and it seems our real lives are getting closer to an X-Files plot than we'd probably like. It's real, and it's just one of dozens of increasingly bizarre mid-air incidents that military pilots have been reporting over restricted airspace in the Southwest. The collision happened in January when an F-16 Viper jet struck what officials later described as an orange-white uncrewed aerial system, or UAS. The FAA confirmed the object hit the plane's canopy mid-flight. That's the transparent bubble that protects the pilot's face. No word yet on how damaged it was, but if it sounds wild, just know this: it was one of four separate drone encounters reported that day. And that's only scratching the surface. UFOs are everywhere. What's going on? Since 2020, military pilots flying training routes over Arizona have reported dozens of encounters with strange objects. Some were logged as drones. Others defied easy explanation: metallic spheres moving in groups, 8 silver UAS flying in tight formation at 20,000 feet, and one suspiciously fast object tearing through the sky at Mach 0.75, or about 500 miles per hour, at 33,000 feet. For context, your average off-the-shelf drone barely clears 500 feet and maxes out at around 45 knots. On March 25, 2021, two F-35 pilots near Casa Grande described a large white UAS hovering motionless at 24,000 feet, something they said resembled either a small plane or a really big drone. Another F-35 crew spotted a glowing blue-green object while cruising at 36,000 feet. At that altitude, you're usually sharing airspace with commercial jets. Not UFOs. These reports are coming in constantly, former Pentagon AFP investigator Luis Elizondo told News Nation, pointing to the Arizona-Mexico border as a repeat offender. Some officials suspect advanced cartel surveillance drones. Others think it's something more mysterious. Either way, the technology doesn't match what's publicly known. Maybe they've got tech we're not used to seeing in the drone space, said former CBP official Ron Vitiello. He cited cartel money and its tendency to innovate fast to keep selling their poison. From May 2023 to June 2024, the United States government logged 757 sightings of unidentified aerial phenomena. Just 49 have been marked case closed. With more objects appearing in restricted airspace, and one now confirmed to have struck a fighter jet, the question is no longer if something is out there but who's behind it and how close these encounters are going to get. End of article.